While strolling along Main Street in downtown Logan, one can visit antique shops, eat at restaurants, and see opera and theater productions. Walking along, one can also see some peculiar painted bulls, some decorated in designs depicting candies like M&Ms, or wearing tutus like Cache Valley Civic Ballet ballerinas grazing on the sidewalks.
The Bulls on Main Street, Aggie Stampede, was a project that we launched from the Center for Persons with Disabilities here at Utah State back in 2012.
Bryce Fifield is the former director of the Center for Persons with Disabilities and helped organize the art installations.
We were celebrating our 40th anniversary and we wanted to do something to reach out to the community and make a connection. Right from the get-go, we had kind of some pushback. There were some folks that thought that they were disrespectful to the Aggie spirit, and others thought they were just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
The Center for Persons with Disabilities collaborated with the Logan Downtown Alliance and worked with them to make the installment happen.
So we worked with this sculptor who lives, I believe it was in Nebraska or something like that, out on the plains. And he put them on a flatbed trailer and drove them across the country out here to Logan, and when we got them, they were just plain white fiberglass. And we had to prime them, and we had to get students from the high schools to paint them.
But now, after 6 years, the bulls are being taken down. Their original plan was to take the bulls down in September 2015, but due to popular demand and nothing to take their place, the removal deadline was extended. Now the city feels that the bulls have run their course and are ready for a late retirement. With Utah Public Radio Moves, I'm Owen Sidwell.